This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. An Israeli airstrike today killed the spiritual leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. The missile struck Yassin, a quadriplegic, as he was leaving a mosque in Gaza City. Seven other people died in the attack, including bodyguards. Yassin is the most prominent Palestinian leader to be killed by Israel in decades. Tens of thousands of Gaza City residents poured into the streets on word of Yassin's death, and Yassin's assassination already has brought demands for revenge. NPR's Peter Kenyon is on the border between Israel and Gaza. What more can you say about this killing?
Bob, the access into Gaza has been very, very tight. Dozens of journalists were probably forced to wait 4 hours just to get across the border. I have been talking with the journalists and witnesses in Gaza City, and what the witnesses say is that helicopter gunships did hit Sheikh Yassin in his wheelchair as he left the mosque following the morning prayers. Witnesses found the bloody remains of the wheelchair, wreckage of the wheelchair at the scene. You can see smoke from hundreds of burning tires all across Gaza City. There were many angry crowds at the Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Witnesses said the largest crowd they can remember for that, and large calls for revenge. Hamas spokesmen were saying things like, there will be blood in every Israeli house. Clearly, tensions are very high here.
How important a figure was Sheikh Yassin?
He was the spiritual founder of Hamas, is how he's generally known. He was in his mid-60s. He was disabled as a youth in a sports accident, but he was famed around Gaza for his sermons as a Muslim holy man. And in 1987, he established Hamas, the militant Islamist faction that would like to replace Israeli rule in Israel, not to mention the West Bank and Gaza, with an Islamic Arab state. And they will. He was released from prison in 1997. But clearly he is the highest profile killing here in many, many years.
What are the implications of this targeted killing to the plans by Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to withdraw from most of the Gaza Strip?
Clearly there are going to be huge calls for revenge. We're already hearing them not only from Palestinian leaders but from in the Arab world, and that means the tensions are going to be inflamed even further. Prime Minister Sharon, of course, has been promising to pull out the Israeli presence from the Gaza Strip, at least partially and perhaps in total, and at a time yet to be determined. There's been a lot of concern about what would happen after that pullout. Will there be chaos and anarchy? Certainly there's been a rise in lawlessness and a lack of law and order in Gaza in recent weeks and months. In fact, the Palestinian Authority says it was in negotiations with Hamas to try and come to some arrangement for what would happen if there were an Israeli withdrawal, how they would try and keep peace. Now, if they had made any progress in those talks, that is probably off. And certainly there's a difficulty facing Prime Minister Sharon within his own cabinet as well. Right-wing members of his own, the Likud party, have been very concerned about this unilateral withdrawal. And certainly the left is also for different reasons. And the Prime Minister's been under a lot of pressure. The Palestinian Authority's been under a lot of pressure. And now the one thing that people can say for certain is that there's bound to be more bloodshed and more violence.
NPR's Peter Kenyon along the border between Israel and Gaza.